The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. Today's podcast is all about the splendid sea eagle. No, not a seagull, a sea eagle. This big bird comes with an even bigger variety of facts that I've personally picked out for all you listeners at home. So, without further ado, let's roll out the facts. These mighty eagles are the largest bird of prey found in the UK. And when I say large, I mean they can grow up to 70 to 90 centimetres in height. And if you think that's impressive, then just wait until you see their wings, which can be up to 220 centimetres long. These creatures are well known for their brown bodies, white wedge-shaped tails, piercing talons, hooked yellow beak, and let's not forget those glamorous golden eyes. And, like all eagles, these birds have exceptionally good eyesight, said to be 5 times better than that of a human. This works wonders when it comes to pinpointing prey from super far distances, such as rabbits, fish, and even other birds. And, if that wasn't overpowered enough, these eagles can turn their heads around 270 degrees, similar to that of an owl, giving them an enormous field of view. Well, it's safe to say that these eagles definitely live up to their name. See what I mean? And speaking of sea, you're more likely to spot these plundering paragliders near coastal areas, where they'll be nesting near cliffs. The rocky terrain not only provides a sturdy place to build their nests, but the colouring of these birds can sometimes allow them to blend into their cliffside surroundings. However, this is only the case if you're in Scotland. If you so happen to be on the Isle of Wight, then your best bet is to visit the Brading Marshes, due to the high levels of vegetation and aquatic prey makes quite the admirable home for sea eagles. Trust me, I've seen them before. However, this wasn't always the case, as sea eagles have had quite the rough life in the past. During the early 20th century, these birds had to endure habitat loss due to humans encroaching their hunting grounds, while also having to avoid the fury of a farmer's shotgun, as farmers believed that these birds would go after their livestock, specifically lambs, although no records prove that this was the case. This was much too overwhelming for the sea eagles, who eventually went extinct in the UK. But save your tissues, as in 1975, a sea eagle conservation came to work, where the goal was simple, to introduce sea eagles back into the wild, using 82 sea eaglets that had been bred over the course of 68 years. And, spoiler alert, the plan was a massive success. All of the eagles were able to make home sweet home out of the Scotland coastlines, while also being protected by the Wildlife and Countryside Act, 1981. Basically, it protects them from any harm or harassment from humans alike. And, to make things even better, a reintroduction project was started in 2019, where 6 more sea eagles were released into the wild. Where, you may ask? Well, none other than the island that I'm standing on right now, the Isle of Wight. Well, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.